Chapter 11. Rescuing Rhys Jones. Megan stops, turns, and looks at me.
"We have to go back,"
she says.
"We have to rescue him. We can't let him die. We must save him."
Megan reformule beaucoup pour m'aider à comprendre, mais j'ai pigé. Nous devons faire demi-tour pour le sauver. Nous ne pouvons pas le laisser mourir. Je suis arrivé à la même conclusion. Aussi pénible que soit ce garçon, on ne peut pas l'abandonner au fond d'une crevasse. We turn around and go back down the tunnel.
"It's okay, Rhys. We're coming,"
Megan shouts. We go back to the rift. Megan directs her torch in the rift, and we see Rhys Jones down there. He has lost his torch.
"Just climb up,"
Megan says, showing him with her torch where he can climb out of the rift. En effet, on voit bien les prises dans le rocher. Il pourra grimper par là.
"I can't. I've broken my leg,"
Rhys replies. Il s'est cassé la jambe. Megan looks at him.
"If you'd broken your leg, you wouldn't be standing there shouting for us to rescue you,"
she says.
"You'd be unconscious. Don't be a baby. Just climb up."
"I can't. I'm too scared,"
he says.
"And my leg hurts too much."
Megan looks at me for help. Perhaps Rhys hasn't broken his leg. Perhaps he has just hurt the muscle. But we have to help him. "We need une corde," I say, and I mime the gesture of climbing with une corde.
"A rope?"
Megan exclaims.
"Of course, you're right, Mael. We'll pull him up with a rope. Let's go and find a rope."
She stands up, her torch in her hand.
"Don't leave me,"
Rhys Jones shouts.
"I'm scared."
"Stay with him, Mael,"
Megan decides.
"I'll go and get the rope."
And she runs back down the tunnel. "Don't be scared," I say to Rhys. "Megan will bring the rope and we'll pull you up."
"Just you two wait,"
says Rhys, furious.
"I tell my dad and he'll punch your face in."
"No, you won't tell your dad," I reply. "Because if you tell your dad this, I'll tell your dad you're spreading lies about Megan's brother and taunting her. You're a horrible person."
"No, I'm not,"
says Rhys.
"She's the horrible person. She ignores me. The only time she looks at me is when I say her brother's in prison."
Ouais, d'accord. J'imagine bien Megan en train de snober Rhys. "It's because she's scared," I say. "Darren works on an oil rig. It's dangerous. And she's scared he's had an accident." "But Megan's not a horrible person. She's gone to get a rope to help you. And it was horrible to say her brother is in prison." There's a long silence. Then Rhys admits defeat.
"Okay,"
he says.
"I won't tell about this. And you don't tell my dad about what I said concerning Darren."
"Okay," I say. "We won't tell about the lies you spread." When Megan comes back, she throws one end of the rope to Rhys. Je tiens l'autre bout de la corde, que je noue bien serré autour de ma taille pour plus de sécurité.
"Tie the rope around your waist,"
Megan says to Rhys, seeing my end of the rope. Rhys fait comme moi. Puis je commence à tirer sur la corde pour l'aider à remonter. Je tire de toutes mes forces.
"Pull, Mael,"
Megan encourages me.
Dada!
Lentement, Reese remonte.
He's coming up!
Megan shouts.
Pull harder, Mile! He's almost up!
Je tire encore. Soudain, la corde se détend. Reese est sorti.
He's up!
Megan shouts.
Well done, Mile! Come and help me.
I go to help Megan. Reese est assis sur le sol du tunnel. Il tremble. J'ai un peu de peine pour lui. Il a vraiment eu peur. Même s'il n'a pas été du tout sympathique avec Megan.
Try and stand up, Reese.
Megan says.
I can't.
He replies.
My right leg hurts too much.
Lean on me.
Megan says. Elle s'accroupit à côté de lui pour qu'il puisse s'appuyer sur elle et se lever. Il réussit à se mettre debout, mais ne parvient pas à poser son pied droit.
We'll have to help him.
Megan decides.
Come here, Mael. Go to his left side. Reese, you must put your left arm round Mael's shoulders and your right arm around mine. Lean on us and don't put your right foot down.
Ainsi, le bras gauche autour de mes épaules et le droit autour de celle de Megan, Reese parvient à avancer à cloche-pied. We all go back to the entrance to the labyrinth. Reese is hopping on one foot. He's heavy. Je suis bien content qu'il ne m'ait pas donné un coup de poing dans la figure. Outside, Reese feels better. His right leg doesn't hurt so much. Il arrive à marcher en s'aidant d'un bâton qu'il appelle a walking stick.
What are we going to tell our parents?
Megan asks, frowning.
I'd say we were playing and I twisted my ankle.
Reese replies. La jeune fille regarde la cheville gonflée de son voisin.
That's probably what it is.
She says.
Just a twisted ankle. Nothing's broken. You'll be fine.
Thank you for helping me.
Reese says.
I'm sorry I spread those lies about your brother.
Megan doesn't answer. But she seems happy.
Your dragon voice was pretty good.
Reese says to me.
I almost believed it. Until I noticed the French accent.
Et moi qui pensais avoir parfaitement imité l'accent de Megan.
So, your brother is on an oil rig in the North Sea.
Reese asks Megan.
That's right.
She replies slowly. Reese looks at her.
There's a terrible storm on the North Sea at the moment,
he says.
It's been going on for 2 weeks, apparently. On the television, they said an oil rig had been damaged.
I know,
answers Megan. You didn't tell me, I remark. Je suis presque sûr qu'elle ne m'a pas parlé de tempête en mer du Nord, ni de plateforme pétrolière endommagée. Megan looks at me.
No, I didn't tell you everything, but now you know. There's a storm in the North Sea and oil rig is damaged and we've had no news from Darren for 2 weeks. Not since the storm began.